If you have your Bibles, man, I want to ask you to turn to
First John, not regular John, but First John, right before Revelations. Well, actually, right before Second and Third John, and Jude, then Revelations. And so it's at the back of your book. Okay, all right. Nadia is going to go back. Thank you so much, Nadia. She's going to take kids in the back, any kids that want to go in the back. This time, she's going to take them back. So that's the young lady with the hair pulled up. That's my little niece. And I call her, that's my pretty niece. All of my nieces are pretty. Amen. Ron, you need to stay in here with us. You're a big boy, so go to the bathroom, come back. All right. That's my junior deacon in training. I'm going to keep him close to me. Anybody else? Any other kids want to go back? All right. Nadia does a great job. She's here on Wednesday nights, so she does a real good job, so you don't have to worry about your babies if they go back with her. She's real good with them. All right. If you have your Bibles, if you... look with me. We've already turned to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. And we're going to look at verse 8 and verse 9. And when you find it, say amen. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and verse 9. I say this every Sunday, very familiar passage of Scripture for those of you who read your Bibles. Man, the Bible says if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Can I say that one more time? Can I read that one more time? Amen. Is that what your Bible says, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. And then verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. If you would, bow your heads with me for a word of prayer this morning. Eternal God, our Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for life, thanking you for health, and thanking you for strength, Lord God. We pray this morning that this word would fall on fertile ground, that it wouldn't fall amongst the thorns and the thistles, nor would it fall by the wayside that the birds would carry it away. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our many sins, those that we committed that we knew of and those we knew not. Father God, I ask you right now to speak through me. Lord, even speak to me in this hour, that what is said today will be beneficial for someone's life. Father God, I realize that not every Sunday is everybody's Sunday, Lord God, but there's always something in your word that should help. Amen. Lord God, we just give you honor and glory for who you are. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, who hung, bled, and died on that cross for our sins. Amen. Who is interceding at your right hand right now for us. Every time Satan accuses us of something, Father God, we're thankful that Jesus is there to plead our case. Lord God, we pray for the children of Orange Chapel Church. We pray for every ministry that is open. In your divine name, we pray for our choir, our usher ministry, Father God, for our deacon staff. Lord God, we just thank you for who you are. Lord, we ask you to dip me down into the deep treasures of your word on this day. Lord God, that us meeting here today will not be in vain, but that it will be a great time in you. These things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and thank God. Amen. Amen. I just realized I missed a meeting, amen, a few minutes ago, amen, with the brothers in the back. We'll meet, I'll get with you guys as soon as service is over, amen. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let me tell you something this morning, my brothers and sisters. Each and every one of us have sin, amen. Everybody in here has sinned. Everybody in here is sinning. Amen. Some of us are sinning right now in our minds, with our thoughts, with our intentions. Amen. We're at church this morning, but we have every intent later on to do what we want to do. Amen. Everybody in here, you know what? If we say that we don't have sin or we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. Isn't it a shame that we would lie to ourselves? But if we say that we have no sin, that's what we do. So I want to talk about this today because I had an opportunity to stop by a few neighborhoods in the Bible, and I pulled out and I found some brothers that had some real issues. And these are brothers that we teach about, that we preach about, amen, each and every Sunday, each and every Wednesday night. And I want to use this as a thought this morning. If you'll write this down. God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. Can I say it one more? God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. My brothers and sisters, I realize that we have a young congregation. We have a young crowd. We have a lot of young people in this church. But how many of you, amen, have changed insurance? A lot of us have changed our insurance plan. Amen. And in some instances, the first questions that we ask when we go from Blue Cross Blue Shield to United Healthcare is, does it cover pre-existing conditions? My brothers and sisters, if I had to run a poll this morning, I would be very confident in saying that each and every one of you who walked into the Orange Chapel Baptist Church this morning walked in here with a pre-existing condition. Hallelujah, somebody. And I looked up the definition of pre-existing condition, and it's a condition that happened prior to coverage from another insurance company. So it's kind of like this. Y'all know that I'm kind of nursing a little lower back situation because I'm getting too old to play basketball and I keep on trying to do it. Well, in a week, if I were to change my insurance provider and I was honest about my condition, amen, and if whether you're honest or not, they're going to look at your medical records once you try to get a new plan, amen. So if I had an issue with my back, maybe my new insurance company would say, well, Mr. McGuire, we're sorry to inform you, but we cannot cover issues with your back because that was a pre-existing condition. Prior to you being covered by our insurance, you had this problem before, so we don't cover that. Hallelujah, church. I'm so glad that God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. Amen? I'm glad that you know, so many times in the church, my brothers and sisters, when people come in with pre-existing conditions, we feel as church folks that God can't use them. Amen? Amen. You know, Minister Braxton, she doesn't hide her testimony. So that way I can share, I can just say, you know, there are a lot of churches that wouldn't call her Minister Braxton because she spent time in prison. Not in county jail, but in prison. But a lot of preachers and a lot of churches wouldn't even accept her as part of the fold because she got pre-existing conditions. And the thing is, see, you can look on the internet, you can look hers up, but a lot of y'all got pre-existing conditions. We just can't look them up. Matter of fact, you done some of the same thing that people are in prison for. You've done some of the same things that people have already died from. We all have pre-existing conditions, but I'm glad that God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. Are you a liar? He covers that. Woo! Did you used to steal? Do you have sticky fingers? He covers that. Do you gossip? He covers that. Pre-existing conditions. If we say we have not sinned, what does the word say? We have no sin. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Amen. So I'm about to knock some folks off your high horse this morning. Amen. You walk around here like you all that in a bag of chips. You got problems. You have issues. But his plan covers it. Now. Watch this. Y'all like to watch this. That's preacher stuff. The only way, it says if we confess. What was that? If we confess our sins, if we confess our sins, I really like what my job does. We're covered under United Healthcare, and what they have is a wellness program. And in the wellness program, if you go get a yearly physical, amen, you go get checked out. They check your blood. They check your blood pressure. For men over a certain age, they check some other stuff. Well, they call it a well man, and then they call it a well woman. And if you just go do it, then you get $200. So guess what? Me and Candy Boy, we sign up the first of the year every year because we try to get that $200. But in the process, you're able to go in, get a physical, get all checked out. But you can, in the wellness program, whatever issue you have, when you go in, you fill out this long questionnaire. Amen. They give you a percentage of where you line up. I was like 94% for my age, so I'm pretty healthy. But then where your scores are low, and then when they do your blood work and they check you out, and long as you're honest, the thing is you can lie on the paper all you want to, but once they do the blood work, woo! Search me, Lord. See, sometimes you'll find out some stuff about yourself you didn't even know. See, but in the wellness program, as long as you're honest, amen, and then when you go in and the blood work lines up with what you said, it's all good. But at the end of the day, the doctor's going to do what needs to be done in order to get you healthy. Are y'all going to pray with me? So I found some things out about myself that I didn't necessarily know. And then he put me on a little program. He said, check this out, Mr. McGuire. You know, for your age, man, you're in pretty good shape. You know, now that lower back situation you got going, he said, man, that's from all those years of basketball. You're getting a little old. You got to leave that alone. I said, all the way alone? He said, not all the way alone, just not as much. He said, and you know what? You got some deficiencies in some areas. He said, you realize you don't recover as quick as you used to when you work out? I said, yeah. I said, I was thinking about, you know, them boys on TV, they get their own steroids. No, I'm joking. any baseball fans. But I said, I do, man. When I work out, it seems like it takes me longer to recover. He said, well, listen, you got a few deficiencies with your vitamins. So I'm going to give you some vitamins to take. And if you'll do this and work out three times a week, I like that, three times a week. He said, I guarantee you when you come back, your levels will be better. See, God's been telling us for a long time. If we confess, if we let him know what's going on, amen, we allow him in our lives, and we quit lying about what's going on. Amen. You know what? He'll just sit down and simply tell us what we need to do in order to get it right. Amen. He don't have to force his way into our lives. And I tell you what, I found out that a medication that I've been taking since the late 90s for a little issue, nothing bad, but I just got used. Look, the doctor gave it to me, and every time I said, yeah, what do you take? You know, this doctor was thorough. My doctor before, like, what you taking? Okay, you need some pain pills, you need some of this, you need some of that? Yeah, give me some of that too. I don't do that, but I'm just saying. And the doctor said, listen, man, you don't have to take that. Matter of fact, you've been taking that so long, that medication could possibly cause harm to your liver and your kidneys. But when I let him in my business, okay, when I let him in my business, he was able to help me. Amen? Some of y'all are struggling financially. You're not good with money. You know, I wasn't good with money. I've been pretty good with money. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Let me take that back. But when I let my banker in my business, I got even better because he specializes in that area. You know, y'all, we're so secret about ourselves. But if you go to the right person with the right issue, they can help you. How many of y'all go to the foot doctor to get your hair fixed? Y'all know y'all got that beautician, that one that can do them eyebrows just right. You don't go down to the oil change place to get your eyebrows done, do you? We got to go to the right people in order to get what we need. Amen? Let the right people in your business in the right area. See, the problem is we're trying to keep too many secrets from God, but God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. We act like we can hide stuff from God. He knows you better than you know yourself. You know what you struggle with. You know you struggle with going down that street. He lives on that street, and you keep driving down that street. Stop going down that street. Protect yourself. Quit answering that phone. Quit sending messages back and forth. Don't friend him on Facebook. You already know what that's going to turn into. Because he's a pre-existing condition. She's a pre-existing condition. But God's plan can cover all that. Amen? I'm trying to give you something that'll help you this morning. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us our sins. Turn to Psalms 65:3. And then I'm going to finish early this morning. If Sister Roberta, I wouldn't have said that if Sister Roberta was here, because she gave me that bad look. Look what David said in Psalm 65:3. Did anybody find that? Somebody read that for me. Somebody read that for me, because I don't want y'all to think I'm making this up. Psalm 65:3. Uh-oh. That was a New Living Translation. Though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. King James Version says, iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. But I like the New Living Translation. It says, though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. This is what David said. Y'all know what? And David knew something about pre-existing conditions. Whoo! David had issue. Y'all know David and Bathsheba. We all know that one, right? David was a womanizer. No, when he got caught up in a situation. David got that right. You never see him doing that again. Amen? He was punished. He has God to forgive him, and he moved forward. Now, David made some other mistakes. David had some pre-existing conditions, but David was noteworthy that God used him in this Bible to encourage and help us. And David said right here that he would purge us, he would forgive us for our sins, basically. Isn't that good news? David was on to something. David knew how awesome God was. Amen? That he would forgive us for our sins. And that's the thing, my brother. God knows that we have pre-existing conditions. And you know what? He will still use us. Amen? And some of us are sitting down on what God wants us to do because we're looking back on what we used to do, what we used to be. What are people going to say? If I don't want to go down that altar, because if I do, people are going to be talking about me. If I mess up, then... No, you're not a hypocrite. You're just a human being if you mess up. Everybody messes up. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, everybody messes up. Encourage yourself and move on. But if we confess our sin, then you better confess that sin. Amen? You can move forward. David was always able to move forward because the book of Psalms is his prayer book. One minute he's praising God. Next minute he's sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Protect me, Lord. I'm scared. I respect David. He had pre-existing conditions, y'all. You know who else had pre-existing conditions? Moses. How many of y'all follow a man that was a murderer? Oh, Moses. He got to the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army behind him. Wilderness on both sides. And he stretched out his rod. Wow. We love to preach that. y'all believe that Moses was a murderer? Do y'all know that? Moses was a murderer. You ain't even know it. You don't even know it. Exodus chapter 2, verse 12. Somebody read that, because I don't want y'all to make, because somebody, Moses, anybody, Moses one of your favorite characters in the Bible? Man, look at Moses. He had pre-existing conditions, and God used him anyway. Woo! I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. Anybody got it? Chapter 2, verse 12. Uh-oh, wait. Moses looked this way. And that way, that's what Moses did. And what? Uh-oh. No, what? Nobody looking. Go ahead. Oh, wait. Slew. What does slew mean? Killed. Go ahead. And hid him in the sand. Our Moses. Our, that led the children out of Israel. He went down to Egypt land and told old Pharaoh to let my people go. He killed somebody. And you ain't even know it. But he's our leader. Moses had pre-existing conditions. But God was able to use him. Because he didn't allow his issue. Whoo. He didn't allow his issue to turn his back on his calling. He still had an ear for God. Amen? And some of us have messed up, but we are still in the sand looking around to see who's looking. Hallelujah, somebody. There would be some people, if she was still running, amen, if she was still trying to cover up and hide, she wouldn't be able to help. There were 600 men in the last service that they had. She preaches to more people than I do, and I'm her pastor. Ain't God good? Woo, this good stuff. Boy, y'all know it's going to be like this morning. He looked this way and he looked that way. Moses. And then he goes down here and say, let my people go. And then everybody follows him. What if I told y'all I killed somebody and hit him in the sand? Some of y'all would never come back. Oh, you say, I still love you, but I ain't coming down there and listen to you. Appreciate it, bro. So many of our preachers, so many of our teachers, our deacons, amen, we make mistakes, amen. But understand, guys, we have pre-existing conditions. Amen? Amen. And we've been looking around, hiding things. You know what? Everything that we do, amen, there's nothing we do on the sun that God doesn't see. And the fact is, Moses looked around, and he didn't think anybody saw him. But if you keep reading, it was brought back to his attention. Now, he's on America's Most Wanted. He's on First 48. Did y'all know Moses was on First 48? That sad music playing. That woman hollering at him. What? You know you killed that man and put him in the sand. Moses, all right, all right. See, this what happened. Well, you know, but Moses was still able to be used by God. Does that make sense? He had pre-existing conditions, y'all. Amen? Okay, as I hurry to my close, I had some other stuff I was going to do, but ain't no need in all that. Noah. Y'all remember Nora? God told Nora about the rainbow shine. It won't be water, but fire next time. Though it is going to rain. I know them old songs. Nora. Y'all know after the flood, after the rainbow. I don't know, man. Right. Y'all want to see this? Y'all know what Noah did? God used Noah in a mighty way. But Noah got drunk. And people saw him. But he's still noteworthy in the word of God. And all of those people that were on the ark, amen, that came. Noah preached for 120 years. It's going to rain. I've been telling y'all for 4 years that Jesus is coming back. And some of y'all act like you still don't believe it. And I guess I had to preach it 120 years. Noah had some pre-existing conditions. He liked to get his drink on, but if somebody, all them deacons, Deacon Ray, that boy, yeah, them my eyes sure was red this morning. You talking crazy? Y'all smell Deacon Ray's breath. I can say that by him because he don't drink. I can honestly tell you, and drinking, I mean, drinking ain't going to send you to hell, but it just sometimes some people can't handle it. Some of y'all try to drink and you can't. But I never, there was never, cases and six packs. I never seen my daddy drink ever in my life. That's a good example, man. That's why when I, you know, that's why it didn't take enough for me to put it down. It wasn't that big of a deal. Y'all see, y'all heard me say put it down, right? You know, it just wasn't something that was in me. Now, some of y'all dealt with that your whole life, you know, so you got to deal with that. But God still, God's plan covers pre-existing conditions. You ain't got to be a drunk your whole life. Amen? Because there is a plan that helps you, amen, along the way. Are y'all going to pray with me? All right, I'm going to close this thing out. Even Paul. Paul, who read 14. Come on, Tony. We're going to go home. Paul, who wrote 14 books in your Bible. When his name was Saul, he persecuted Christians. You know what that means? He killed them. All of these guys in the Bible that we look up to. Moses killed a man. David killed, actually had to, he actually set up Uriah getting killed when he took Bathsheba. Amen? And then even Paul here, amen, had killed Christians and had been there at the stoning of the greatest deacon that ever lived. His name was Stephen. Paul had some pre-existing conditions before he was knocked down off of his high horse by none other than Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe today, my brothers and sisters, that if Paul, amen, Moses and David sent a resume down to Orange Chapel when Pastor McGuire is gone on, many of us would look at their history and three of the greatest men, amen, who ever lived, whoever led, wouldn't be good enough for us. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that God's plan, hallelujah, covers those with pre-existing conditions. Are y'all going to pray with me? I realized that as I looked at the life of Jesus Christ, when he met the woman at the well, she had some pre-existing conditions. But God didn't shun her away. But Christ didn't shun her away. He told her, lady, just get up and go get it right. And she went and told everybody about this man named Jesus. Are y'all going to pray with me? The woman who was caught in the act of adultery. It wasn't just put on Facebook. It wasn't on YouTube. But the people actually saw her. They actually caught her. And when they took this woman to Jesus, I believe that was a pre-existing condition. And she told those people that were standing there with stones, he who has not sinned, cast ye the first stone. God is dealing with this woman in her pre-existing condition. Ain't God all right? I preached about the man that laid at the gate called Beautiful. He had a pre-existing condition. He just couldn't walk right. He couldn't get up and move like he wanted to move. His friends would bring him and lay him at the same place every day. He had a pre-existing condition, but when he came in contact with two men who knew Jesus Christ and put him on the plane and told him to get up in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, this man had a pre-existing condition and he got up and he began to praise God. Ain't God all right? I believe that all these people that had pre-existing conditions, the reason why this one man was able to celebrate, because he knew he had been delivered. Ain't God all right? And if you have been delivered from a pre-existing condition, sometime you ought to stand upon your feet and give God some praise. Ain't God all right? I'm getting a little bit excited. I wasn't going to hoop, but it feels good this morning. Ain't God all right? I'm reminded of Peter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter was one of Jesus' most faithful disciples. But he had some pre-existing conditions. Peter had a short temper. Does anybody in the house have a short temper? You get mad real easy. Sometimes you say things that you shouldn't say. But even though Peter had pre-existing conditions, Jesus Christ was able to use it. He came back and said, Peter, I want you to feed my sheep. I want you to feed my lambs. Ain't God all right? I'm here to tell you, Orange Chapel,
that Peter know better than you. God told me to tell you, no matter what you've done, that the blood of Jesus Christ covers your pre-existing condition. Ain't God all right? Y'all might as well come on and have church with me now. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, I had to make this thing personal. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. I told y'all that when I went to the doctor, hallelujah, and I told him everything that was going on with me, he said, you don't have to take this thing that man makes, but there's some natural stuff that you can use. Ain't God all right? How many of y'all know that you need to start filling your spirit with the word of God? If you have some pre-existing conditions, like the woman with the issue of blood, you tried everything that money can buy. Ain't God all right? I'm here to tell you that there's something else. Are y'all going to pray with me? I guess I'm the only one that's excited today. When I went to my doctor and he began to talk to me about all the things that I had been doing, I told him some of the things that I had been doing wrong, but he told me how to get it right. Are y'all going to pray with me? Even though I had pre-existing conditions, there was something that could help. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. He said, there's one thing. He said, when I did your test, when I searched you on the inside, I realized that you need a little something for your immune system. Are y'all going to pray with me? So he put me on some vitamin C. Are y'all going to pray with me? Everybody in the house needs a little more vitamin C. When you put vitamin C in your life, I believe that's accepting Christ. Are y'all going to pray with me? When things come up in your life and you have Christ, everything will be all right. Are y'all going to pray with me? I'm excited right now. He said, you know, you got a little something going on with your bones. He said, but you don't drink enough milk. He said, but there's something that I believe that will help you out. He said, along with the vitamin C, there's something that comes along with it. He said, get you some vitamin D3. Are y'all going to pray with me? Ain't God all right? When you accept Christ into your life, you get the dynamic three. That's what the D3 stands for. Ain't God all right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ain't he all right? You have pre-existing conditions. But if you accept Christ, you get the D3, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when you get the C and the D3, everything will be all right. Told me to get a little vitamin E. That puts everything together. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Is there anybody here that tried Jesus, that tried Christ? Hallelujah. And it seemed like things got a little better. Hallelujah. You were able to run a little faster. You were able to fight a little harder. You were able to praise a little more. Ain't he all right? The chains came off. Ain't he all right? I have some issues. But as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nothing else. Hallelujah. 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 And when you get everything, when you get the E in there, the Bible says it's for heart health. It's for heart health. Ain't God all right? Some of us have some heart conditions. Your heart's not right. You need a little more love. Your heart's not right. You need a little more peace. Your heart's not right. Are y'all going to pray with me? But when you get everything, he's a heart regulator. He'll fix your heart. He'll change your heart. I'm not advocating for vitamins. I'm advocating for Jesus today.
Y'all excuse me that I'm excited about this morning. I'm glad I got the D3. The dynamic three, the power of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Because when I got the C, it put me in connection. He said, I'll be with you always through the Holy Spirit. And that pre-existing condition, when you come up against it again, when you have a chance to cuss that brother, that sister out, I know that's a pre-existing condition of you. I know you got a bad attitude. I know that you're a fornicator and adulterer, liar, stealer, busybody. He said, see, the Holy Spirit's going to be with you forever. It's going to be with you forever. And when you come up on that very thing that tripped you up, you're going to have a voice. And at that point, it's up to you to choose. Hallelujah. We got to make a choice today, my brothers and sisters. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. I want the big three in my life. The dynamic three. Woo! The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We only have connection to the Father through the Son. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If God will accept these men who had pre-existing conditions and have them to write this beautiful book for our use, and he thinks so much of us that he even sends his Holy Spirit that we'll understand what he's saying and what he's talking about, and then he'll send crazy preachers like me down here to yell and scream and sweat out his suit and bring vitamins to church to help you understand what he's saying. He loves us so much, church. Don't allow your pre-existing condition to keep you from getting close to him. Just like I told those babies this morning, there's no beginning and there is no end. How much he loves us. Simple. All we do is accept him as our Lord and Savior. And you know what? Because my doctor told me what to do. You know, I feel like he cares about me. You know what's awesome about him sharing this with me is, guys, I feel better. I looked in the mirror, I feel like I look better. Amen. What you think, Candy? You think I look better? All right. Some of y'all need some vitamin C in your life. If you want to look better, get some vitamin C in your life. You know, a pre-existing condition will make you look bad. Y'all know them folks you don't even want to see coming? You got to let go and let God. Y'all better feel me this morning. Y'all better feel me this morning. Give it to Christ. If there's anybody here that has never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, why don't you give it to him today? Amen? If you have a pre-existing condition that you're dealing with, bring it up here and give it to him. Give it to God. You know what? And he will prescribe. You know, old lady, there was an old song back in the day. It said, Jesus is my doctor. He fills out all of my prescriptions. He gives me all of my medicine in the room. Then he said, come on in the room. Come on in the room. Come on in here. Let Jesus fix it. Let's get some of that vitamin C. Get you some of that vitamin C this morning. Save, save, save. Give your life to him. Save, save, save.
Y'all know what? He's a healer.
Healer, healer.
You got pre-existing conditions.
Healer, healer, healer.
He's a healer. Come on, come on.
Healer, healer.
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
One more time. Healer, healer.
Healer, healer.
He's a healer. Here this morning that would like to become a part of the Orange Chapel family. Let me tell you something. This is a good church. I don't care what anybody else says. We are a church full of people that have pre-existing conditions and have given it over to God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. And everybody in here is doing better. Why? Because we are surrounded by people, amen, that have had issues, that have had problems, that gave it to Jesus, and we're riding this thing on out until he comes back. Amen. So I'm asking you this morning, don't be embarrassed, don't be shy. If you feel like God is calling you to be a part of this church family, I ask you to come right now. You don't have to turn around and face the crowd, you just go up here and you face me. Matter of fact, you come and face these three crosses. Hallelujah. Because I love the sign that we have here, faith, love, and hope. Everything else is said and done. It's all about the one at the top. It's about love. This is a church that's going to love you no matter what. Even with your pre-existing condition. Ain't God all right? Anybody need prayer this morning? We're definitely praying for the bereaved family this morning. God is a healer. He's going to heal your heart. Because you got the big C. You got the dynamic three. And that covers everything. Anybody this morning would like to become a part of Orange Chapel family? Anyone that needs to rededicate their lives this morning? If you've had trouble in relationships, that's a pre-existing condition. And you want to be better even in your relationship, give it to God. Amen. I feel that we've done our duty this morning. Anybody here that would just like to talk, you guys know how to get in contact with me. Give me a call. Amen. Amen. God loves you. I love you more. Dr. God, I love you more than mama's banana pudding. Amen. I don't love you more than God does. I love you, but God loves you more. Amen. Amen. Let us stand to our feet and go home. We just pray that something was said this morning that helped somebody. Lord God, we know that we all have pre-existing conditions. As we looked over the Bible, Father God, we found that there were several men, several women that came to you with pre-existing conditions. And there's not one time in your word, there's not one time in your Bible, Father God, that Jesus turned anybody away. Father God, and we just want to be like Christ. Those that come to us with pre-existing conditions,